function, your mental health, and your overall state of health and well-being. If your gut is out of whack, it's impossible to live your best life. But with so much information out there, it can feel overwhelming to try to sort through it all. Enter Gut Health Hacks. In this book, you'll find 200 hacks that help streamline everything there is to know about improving your gut health. You'll learn how to test your current gut function, the best dietary and lifestyle changes you can make to support your gut, and how you can improve your gut health by prioritizing your mental health. The hacks in this book can not only lead to profound positive changes in your gut health, but they're also simple to you can start by doing a handful of things at a time and working your way up to living a lifestyle that fully supports your gut health. Or you can dive right in and give your life a complete gut health overhaul. The choice is yours. Whether you're hearing about the importance of gut health for the first time, or you're looking for some actionable steps to build on what you know, this book is here to keep your gut in tip-top shape. Chapter 1. Do the right tests to assess your gut health. If you're listening to this book, there's a good chance you already suspect that you're dealing with some gut issues. You might have digestive symptoms like gas, bloating, diarrhea, and/or stomach pain, or some less obvious signs like fatigue, headaches, rashes, and joint pain. More than likely, you have a combination of both. But no matter what your personal gut concerns, the tests in this chapter will help you pinpoint what's going on and which factors are contributing to your issues. You'll learn how to analyze your poop. Don't worry, you don't have to touch it. Your skin, your digestive symptoms, and your body odor to uncover what's going on underneath the surface. You'll also learn how certain vitamins, minerals, and other nutritional compounds play a role in gut health, and how to see if your body is getting adequate amounts of each. Some tests you can easily do at home using common pantry ingredients like baking soda. Others require you to get your healthcare provider involved. You can start with one or do them all. The choice is yours. But once you uncover the things that may be contributing to your gut issues, you'll be ready to move on to the rest of the hacks in this book to restore your gut health. Number 1. Watch for signs. This may not be a true test, but taking note of your symptoms and identifying any patterns are vital parts of assessing your gut health. When you think of your gut, some symptoms point to a problem, like gas, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, stomach pain, heartburn, burping. But there are a lot of not-so-obvious signs, too. If your gut is out of whack, it can affect your whole body in a negative way, leading to systemic symptoms that you might not even connect to your gut unless you're really paying attention. Some of these symptoms include cravings, especially for sugar or processed carbohydrates, unexplained weight loss or weight gain, anxiety, low mood, insomnia, difficulty falling or staying asleep, skin rashes, acne, eczema, and/or psoriasis, poor concentration, chronic fatigue, any autoimmune disease. Keep in mind that these lists aren't all-inclusive. If you have any chronic, lingering symptoms that won't go away, keep track of them and see if you can find any correlations with your stress levels, diet, or overall lifestyle. If you can, fixing your gut may help solve, or at least improve, the problem. Number 2, journal it. A helpful way to connect any symptoms with your diet is to keep a food journal. Food journals help you identify which types of foods might be causing any persistent symptoms. It's really simple. All you have to do is write down what you ate, when you ate, any symptoms that you noticed that day, what your mood is like, how much energy you have, how well or not well you slept. It is important to write down everything you eat, no matter how small or insignificant you think it is.